When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
What an afternoon it has been. A lot of news out there, a lot of speculation. We've covered as much as we can. We still have 2 hours to go, and we thank you for being a part of the program. We'll get to the on-the-field activities. A lot of schools are already on there. We just talked to South Carolina player from practice. Bama's out there. And Ken Smithmeyer, the judgment expert, has joined us. Ken, good afternoon. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, Paul, it's been a while. Listen, I'm on my way to Ole Miss. I'm going to say hello to Lane for you, okay?
Well, I heard from him earlier today, so please give him my best.
Well, and that's good. All right, so listen, Paul, these people, whether it's coaches or fans, whoever, they're talking all this gloom and doom and the change and loss of tradition, way things used to be. I have a little quiz for you.
Okay.
Since the year 2000, Paul, in the last 23 years, what percent of Fortune 500 companies that existed 23 years ago are no longer in business today? What's your guess?
I don't know the number, but it's quite a few.
It's 52%. Half.
Wow, that's amazing.
50% of the 500 biggest companies 23 years ago are not in existence today. So, to me, what's happened in college sports is it's been exposed to market capitalism, and market capitalism is sloppy, and it can be chaotic, and it can be brutal, and it's absolutely going to change things like it's changing now. But, you know, what you're going to wind up with, and we see it already, right? Just like in any other industry, you wind up with some winners and some losers. And we'll have winners that are going to be conferences, and we'll have winners that are going to be teams. And we'll have losers that are conferences and losers that are teams. But out of all that, we're also going to get new teams that are going to come up that are going to do well for whatever reason. We're going to get new rivalries. I mean, I think all of this right now is kind of ugly to watch in the process, or like the old thing about watching sausage being made, you know. But I think in the end, it's still a great product, and I bet me and you and practically everybody listening, what day are we dying for? It's the day that college football starts a month from now, despite all this.
But Ken, you come from
as you can ask a person to be.
You come from a corporate background. We just had a caller, I'm assuming 60s, maybe 70s, who just said it's not the way it used to be. But how many times have you heard that over the last 50 years about everything?
Oh, Paul, I hear it. Look, I'm 68, okay? I'm going to be 69 in November. So I remember laying on the floor watching the college bowl games, the Big Four then became the Big Five. You know, on New Year's Day and the Rose Bowl and everything. But so what? I'm one of those guys now. I really don't give a damn about the Rose Bowl itself. What I want to see is good football games. And whether they're played in New Orleans or Orlando or Pasadena or Yankee Stadium, it makes zero difference to me. I want to see the quality of the product on the field. And by the way, you know, these guys that I'm going to be working with tomorrow and Saturday at Ole Miss, it's players and coaches, and I've been talking to some of them, and they got their heads down, and they're going to work now. You know, school is starting, and camp is starting. They got practice at 6:30 tonight in 95-degree heat, and that's what their focus is let's play football, concentrate on football. And so, I don't know. I come from a corporate background, Paul, but I try never to be stuck in the past because you get stuck in the past on anything, man, you're going to get run over.
No, I agree with you, Ken. And I, maybe because we are, and you've seen so much up close, it's always evolving. And, you know, how many times have we had the conversation about your friend Nick Saban that nobody has evolved better than he has?
That's right. So, Paul, think about it this way. I use this phrase with people all the time. And this is true of you as an individual. Anybody who's listening, true of a company, a family. You are either growing or dying, okay? There is no in-between. You cannot just sit still because nothing around you sits still. So you are either growing or dying, and you make your choice. And that's just how it is. And it can be brutal sometimes. And it can cause discomfort, absolutely. But think about the people who go to a gym and exercise, Paul. Making yourself uncomfortable in the gym is the way you make your muscles bigger. That's the way you make your heart stronger. You do it on purpose. And so it's the same way in business or in life. We get uncomfortable sometimes, but that's really where I'm from. That's why I think it's going to be in football. I just want to see Florida State LSU.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about your trip to Laneville. Let us know. Let us hear from you afterwards. Thanks, Ken.
All right, Paul. Good to talk to you. We'll see you.
Ken Smithmeyer, a former hospital executive who went into the judgment expert business. He works with businesses, professional teams. In recent years, he's worked with a number of SEC teams, including Alabama and now Ole Miss. Let's move along and talk to Mark in Georgia. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Paul, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I was listening to that, and it reminds me of something. There's only three constants in life, and death, taxes, and change. And two of those can change all the time. But with the realignment, I think the rivalries are going to change. I'm going to miss some of the old ones, but it's always going to be changing. My biggest concern, I would have to say, is I'm really happy about the NIL because I think these players deserve it. Their career could end in day one, practice one. And unlike the pros, they don't get compensated after that. My biggest concern really is the transfer portal. It reminds me of basically back in the 80s and 90s when the NFL went to their transition. And you don't have teams anymore. Your team changes from year to year to year. And almost a total turnover in some cases. And that kind of bothers me a little bit.
I can understand that. Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate your sharing that information. Let's check in next with Smitty in Florida. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for checking in.
I'm not part of the solution. I'm part of the problem. I have a couple of questions. It would be very interesting to me, with all the money talk, to see what the ticket prices are at the various universities in the SEC, also the capacity, and especially how many seats are allocated to students. I know at UT years ago it was 9,000, and I think they moved it eventually to 25,000. But each school has an allocation of student prices. That's the totality of my call, except for one little trivia thing.
Sure.
There's been a lot of talk today about FSU. FSU has a faint, long-ago Tennessee connection. And I won't tempt you with it. I'll tell you what it was.
Sure.
Johnny Major's younger brother, Joe, was the quarterback at FSU in the early 60s.
I didn't realize that.
His running back was... His running back was Burt Reynolds.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. I knew about Bill Majors. I think that was the brother that died.
That was Bill.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Joe. Because I've met all those guys at some point, including Johnny's mom and dad.
I was very close to the family. Joe was recruited to Alabama. He was the only one of the brothers that was a T-formation quarterback.
Oh, okay.
But he went to Alabama, and his freshman year, he had a classmate, and he kind of bummed his knee up, and he had a competing quarterback that he decided he wasn't going to get a lot of playing time. That competing quarterback was named Joe Namath.
Oh, wow.
And so he transferred then to FSU. That's how he wound up down there.
That's fascinating. Well, hey, thank you. Smitty, when I was a student, I had the opportunity to interview Shirley Majors, who was Johnny's dad, and was also he was a coach at Swanee. And I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a conversation more. He was a fantastic person, and I'm sure you are well aware of him.
I don't want to take too much of your time, but one of my favorite stories, when I told John and Bobby this, both of them fell out of their chairs. But Joe was in Knoxville practicing law, and I was in Nashville, and we worked together a good deal in the legislature. And Joe called me one day. I was kind of down. I'd had some personal problems. And he said, "What you doing this weekend?" And I said, "Nothing much." He said, "Well, I'm going down to Swanee and play golf with Daddy," meaning Shirley Majors.
Sure.
He said, "Why don't you come down and meet us?" And I said, "Golly, just to meet the great Shirley Majors." So I did, and the little Swanee Country Club was only 9 holes, and there were no motorized carts. It was all the old pull carts. So we go around, and I'm just really enthralled with meeting this great legend, who was very nice to me. And on one hole, there was a slight rise uphill, and Coach Majors had stopped his cart maybe 5 yards away from me, and I was trying to decide how far I had to the hole. And so I looked at him, and I said, "Coach, it looked like to me that's about 110 yards up there." So he said, and I had a 9-iron. And he said, "It's not that far, Smith." So then I got out a wedge, and I just didn't feel good with it. And so I put the wedge back in the bag and picked out the 9-iron. And then I dressed it and waggled a couple of times and stopped and looked at him, and I said, "Coach, are you sure it's not 100 yards up there?" He said, "Smith, I have raised 5 sons and a daughter knowing how far 100 yards is. It's 90 yards.
That's a great
story. It's 90 yards to that pin." When I told Johnny and Bobby at Joe's house after his funeral that, both of them absolutely, literally fell out on the floor.
That is a great story.
Johnny said, "That's Daddy."
Well, I haven't thought of Shirley Majors and so on. This has been so great to hear from you. Thank you for sharing that.
Okie doke. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You be well, Smitty. Thank you. What a fantastic story about a legend in Tennessee. We'll take a break. More to come, more guests. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Expired from Texas is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Very well. Thanks a lot.
My day was made a while ago by one of your guests when they said that the Big Ten is exploring, you know, of course, Washington, Oregon. I mean, we know that. But California, Stanford, how awesome would it be to have a conference game between Stanford and Maryland or California and Rutgers?
That would definitely be a Pac-12 or Big Ten after dark, because you could start that game anytime between 10 and the fourth of never, and nobody would watch it.
Exactly. I don't understand. I guess, you know, of course you understand Oregon and Washington, but I don't understand the California, Stanford. I mean, they had 477 people at their game last year. That I think at one point they called it the game. But anyway, I didn't really call for that. I did call, take money out of it, Paul, okay? Take money out of this realignment. I know you really can't, but just take SEC culture. What two schools fit it the most that aren't in the SEC now, in your opinion? Don't take the revenue into this and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you can take a little bit of it, but, you know, if it's me, it's Clemson and Virginia Tech. If it's Paul Feinbaum, tell me.
The answer to me is very simple, and it's Clemson and Florida State. They're in two schools where the state school is an SEC school. And that is not to say that you could be helped by other schools, but those schools scream SEC.
Really? I just don't get – I mean, I understand Florida State. Isn't that where Danny Cannell went to college?
Well, don't hold that against the university.
Exactly, and that's probably my problem.
But, you know, having been to games at both places, I can't think of another place in the SEC, maybe Virginia, in the AC, maybe Virginia Tech. I mean, the atmosphere there would be similar to
good.
But if you go to a game, I mean, the atmosphere at Clemson is about as good as any place I've ever been, and Florida State's not far behind.
So what you're saying, Paul, and I'm an Aggie fan, and now I finally quit coaching for good so I can go to games. I'm going to Tennessee to Rocky Top this year. Okay, so in a couple of years, you would suggest maybe a Florida State trip because if they are an SEC.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Florida State for the Florida game or the Clemson game or when Notre Dame comes to one of those places. And, I mean, I highly recommend both, and I'm not one that throws bouquets at the ACC. But, I mean, I think
exactly.
if you did, taking the SEC out of the equation and said, okay, I need to find another place to maximize what a Kyle Field atmosphere would look like, or a Tiger Stadium, or Jordan-Hare.
Right.
I think those two would be very high. Now, I have not been to Virginia Tech, but I know it's very special. I have been to the other two, and they're pretty amazing.
Good deal, Paul. I'll cancel the California Rutgers game, and I'll go to Florida State against A&M if that ever happens. You have a great day, bud.
I think an A&M Clemson game would be pretty good. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Expired. You take care of yourself, man. I got to be quiet here. I'm promoting these other schools too much for the agreement here. LB is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey there.
Hey, just want to chime in. I appreciate the conversation you had with the kid from South Carolina.
Oh, he was
that
great,
was
wasn't he?
Great, great conversation. But what I liked about it, you know, with everything that went on with, you know, just I'm going to touch on this as far as, you know, what's going on with ESPN and this and that. Those are the things that we need to hear. And you brought it to the forefront because you brought it back to something you went through in your life, losing a loved one. And it hit home with him, you know, because it hit home with me when I was listening to it. And it was just, you know, it brought me back to a moment, you know, which I played in the SEC, and it brought me back to a moment to where you got to be able to connect. And when you talk to people, like you talk to him, and I liked it. He brought that up, but you brought that moment up that you had, you know, had lost a loved one, but he was able to chime back in and kind of get in depth to what he was really feeling. So that drew, you know,
well, thank
that
you
drew
for saying
in,
that, LB. And yeah, it's not something that I very often will bring into a conversation because, you know, it's been a long time. But there's nothing quite, and there's so many degrees of grief.
Right.
But anyone who has lost any young person, and I was 15, he was 9. I would think 9, both ages are complex, but it's still something that you never ever quite get over.
No, you don't. You know, you never will. And I appreciate you reaching out to that young man like you did, and I just want to give you kudos for you doing that with him.
And, LB, let me ask you a question. You played, you said, in the league. What are your thoughts about what's going on right now from somebody who has experienced it?
My thing of it is, you have to channel it in, but you can't get over Zoom with it. You know, your loved one would never want you to, like, okay, every day I got to just put. Some days it's not going to be good as others. But you got to be able to handle it in a certain way and remember what your mom or dad told you. And some days not going to be good, but when them days is not good, you got to look back on what your mom and dad did back in them days to get you over the hump. And that's the thing. And I have listened to every caller that has came in on everything. This call has trumped every guy or young lady or woman that had called in. What you done today has trumped all of that because it drew it in. Like the dude talked about Johnny Majors. Those are the calls that, you know, the generation is changing. People want to talk about the transfer portal and the NIL. College football is college football. When it kicks off, there's nobody worried about an NIL or the transfer portal. There's not. And I can say that honestly. Nobody is worried about it. You want your team to win. Calls like that make me think, like, you know, all summer long, I call my friends, you know, guys that's coaching in college ranks in the SEC. I call and talk to them. You know, we talk that, but calls like that make me think about, you know, dude, I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about when they kick the ball off. And who's going to win? Who's going to be competitive? I can tell you right now, Paul, if I was on just dealing with a team that didn't win a lot of games and didn't nobody give us a chance, and I've been talking about the NIL, the transfer portal, and everybody done say, oh, well, they ain't going to win but 3 games this year. And then I'm sitting in the 6th week of the season, and I'm 5-1. I bet you I won't call in your show talking about the NIL and transfer portal then. You know what I mean? I mean, college football is going to stay the same. I know it's changing. But football is football. Don't fumble. Don't throw an interception. You tackle. Good special teams. That makes a college football program. That's what we always have been through. And hearing that guy talking about Johnny Majors and playing golf and hearing the guy you talked to from South Carolina, Mr. Joyner, those are great stories. And when you hear both of them guys talk, that let me know, man, there's some guys still out there that just love football. But they take the NIL and they take situations and they like Mr. the guy talking about Mr. Major them, Coach Major them, they take those situations and like, and they evolve from it and put it out there to where they can evolve in life. The older generation realize that, and, you know, the young generation, they'll get there. I remember getting $40 a week playing at Auburn. them $40 was great because I could eat on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? When the mess hall closed down. But time done change. But people got to realize that, hey, look, it's a different time. Think about this, Paul. Think about when Texas go play at Tennessee. Think about the revenue this is going to bring to Knoxville.
Oh, no, you're 100% correct. LB, thank you so much for this call. It was really enjoyable to talk to you. You be well. We're up against a break. We have another 90 minutes remaining here on Thursday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow, that was cool to see that. I'm sorry I missed him. We will continue with more of your phone calls, and Ryder is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Ryder.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm just wondering how Auburn will do this year from your perspective with Tank Bigsby gone, new head coach, and a new wide receiver.
Well, Ryder, let's go about this together. I'm thinking 7 or 8 wins. What about you?
That's what I hope. Maybe we can get in a bowl this year.
Well, if you win 6, you're in a bowl game. So I think that's going to happen. I think 7's realistic. I think beyond that, it's going to be very complex. Well, Ryder, let's stay in touch. Auburn folks are really excited, especially with the recruiting going on. Elliot is in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and talk about that Auburn after hour, or that Rutgers after hours game going on. At least it'll be happening on a profitable network. Like, what's going to happen with ESPN and SEC? They're losing all kinds of money. They're just like Bud Light. They've lost all kinds of share. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I can tell you Michigan and the Ducks primetime is going to happen on a profitable network.
Yeah, Elliot, I don't know what you're reading, but I think ESPN will be okay.
I'm not so sure, Paul. First come the cuts, and then comes the trouble, you know. Who knows what's going to happen there? They can't stand alone on themselves. They got to depend on Disney.
Well, they don't have to depend on Disney. They're part of Disney. That's a pretty good thing if you're – if you're one of Disney's subsidiaries, you've got a good head to lean on if you're in trouble. And those other networks, they're all doing great. Is that your estimation?
I think they're doing a lot better than ESPN from the sound of it.
I don't know. Seems like everywhere I go, ESPN is on. I don't know about Fox or NBC or CBS. And you're a Big Ten fan. Do you watch the Big Ten afternoon show every day?
Every day?
No, I don't. They probably have Rutgers and Maryland volleyball going on right now. There are a lot of things I'm concerned about. Whether ESPN will be around or not is certainly not one of them. Dale is in Colorado. Hey, Dale, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great.
So anybody that doesn't listen to the Paul Feinbaum Show is an idiot. And, you know, what I'm saying is, like, we've talked about NIL. We talk about realignment. We talk about who's leaving who. It's time, man. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel for stuff to talk about. Are you ready for some football, Paul? Put the hand in the dirt. Let's get it on, baby.
Yeah, I am ready. This week has been bizarre because of all the news, but this stuff will dissipate. Something will happen tonight, tomorrow, and we'll move on.
I know, right? I mean, I'm so ready. I am so excited for the season. Nobody's beating the Dogs. I don't care, man. Nobody's beating the Dogs. They're going for a three-peat. I know I sound like AC, but I don't care. You know what I'm saying, Paul? I love your show, man. And it gets me fired up, bro. Gets me fired up with some football. So let's stop talking all this crap and play some football.
Okay,
go,
well,
Dogs.
We're 3.5 weeks away. Calm down. let's check in with Caden up next. Hey, Caden.
Hey, Paul. I was just wondering how good of a chance you think Auburn has in the Iron Bowl for this year.
Well, without having seen them play, not very much, but that doesn't mean that at the end of November they aren't in a position. And I think Alabama's going to be extremely good. I think Auburn will be average.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, I know all the cliches about the Iron Bowl, and often they're true. Based on the last Iron Bowl down there, but I'm struggling to think this year will be one of those epic Iron Bowl games. Jason is in Augusta. You're on the air. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Jason, we're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know. I lived in Tallahassee for quite a while, and the Seminoles and trying to get that ACC. I had an opportunity to go to several games there at Doak Campbell Stadium whenever Bobby Bowden was still there. And the only thing I can compare that to, as far as atmosphere, is Sanford Stadium. So if Florida State wants out, and SEC could get them in, I would be all for that. I don't know if you've ever been to Doak Campbell Stadium.
Yeah,
or not,
I have been there, and I agree with you. And there are a lot of everyone is partial to where they went to school or the school they cheer for, but there are some standalone places, and that is one of them. I thank you very much for the call. We head to the break. We'd love to hear from you at 855-242-7285. A lot to do in the final hour and 20 minutes.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Well, you know it's football season. Nick Saban is at the podium right now in Tuscaloosa, and let's head there and listen to the coach.
You also can get exposed if you don't do the things you need to do and look at the game itself as a challenge, not something to fear, but actually an opportunity to be able to go out and have success. You know, I think we had a good offseason. I think we've had a good summer. That's something we want to continue to build on. But I don't really care what you do in the summer. When you put a helmet on, when you put spider pads on, things are different. And, when we put shells on, things are going to be different. So this is a process that, you know, players have to go through. I think the key to the drill is can you continue to stay focused, pay attention to detail, sustain when you don't feel 100%, when you don't feel great, when you get a little sore, when you get a little tired, because you got to push yourself so that you can get to the next level. And, you know, that's what we, you know, want to try to, you know, get our players to be able to stay focused on. And we certainly have, you know, the kind of circumstances to help them do that, the kind of, you know, conditions we had out there today. And it's something that will test your mettle a little bit. And that's probably a good thing at this time of the year. You know, from a personnel standpoint, you know, Tyu Jones-Bell had some medical issues. So, you know, he's going to medical this year. And I think everybody worked today except Jamarion Miller will be out for, you know, a couple of days with he got a strained quad. So, and other than that, guys, look, you're going to ask me about the quarterbacks every day. Every day I'm going to tell you the same thing. You know, everybody's getting reps at the position. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns. Somebody's got to separate themselves. When that happens, we'll tell you. Be glad to tell you. When we're going to take the cake out of the oven, we will tell you when it's the time. All right, but until then, there's really nothing to talk about. There's nothing to say. So there's not a whole lot of sense in asking about it because we want all the guys, when they're in there, you play the position like it's yours, like it belongs to you. You're out there competing. You're not looking over your shoulder. You're not worrying about what somebody else does. You're playing like you're the man. And that's what we want each guy to do and see who can do that with the most consistency. So it's important. You know, you got to be process oriented. You can't be outcome oriented right now. You got to be process oriented because that's what's going to help you play with the kind of consistency that you need to play winning football at the position, which is ultimately what we're looking for.
Yeah. Hey coach, when you're looking at the inside linebacker,
he doesn't sound too happy about the quarterback situation. We'll go back there in a second to see if some reporter asked him that after he responded.
Played really good football when he played last year. He was injured, you know, a lot of the time. You know, he sat out the spring, got his knee worked on a little bit. He's had a good summer. He's got good leadership. He's got good understanding of the defense. Jihad Campbell has made really good progress. We've got lots of competition, you know, at the position. So I'm pleased with the way these guys are progressing. They made a tremendous amount of progress. And I think, you know, we had a lot of guys out in the spring that, you know, both outside backers, you know, one inside backer. So gave guys a lot of opportunity to get a lot of reps there. So with those guys back, we got a little better leadership. And, you know, I like the experience that we have in a group.
When you're evaluating left tackle play, what are the things that you look for?
Well, I think, you know, just because a guy's a left tackle, that doesn't mean he doesn't have to do all the things that an offensive lineman, you know, has to do. You know, you got to be assignment oriented. You got to work with the guys next to you in terms of, you know, how you're blocking, whether it's run or pass. But I do think, as you guys have all pointed out, that when you have right-handed quarterbacks, obviously the left tackle is a little bit more important, but we're always going to try to scheme things. So if the other team has a significant rusher, we have ways to help guys. So, but I think pass blocking is important, but I think being a complete player at that position is important too, getting moving on the run, being very assignment oriented, not making a lot of mental errors so that, you know, you can execute and play winning football down in and down out. That's the same at every position.
Oh, what have you seen from your tight end room since spring? And then what do you want to see from them in camp?
Yeah, tight end group has made really good progress. You know, CJ has been a really good addition to that group. He's got maturity. He's got experience. He's got size. He's got good hands. He's pretty good in the passing game. He's a pretty decent blocker. Right now, Blick has really made a lot of improvement. He's kind of a mismatch player a little bit in the passing game, which is a good thing. And, you know, all the other guys are progressing nicely as well. So, you know, that group has come a long way, I think, over the spring and summer.
Coach, Jeff Allen put on Twitter yesterday, this is his 35th year as a trainer and athletic trainer and 17th year. You've had a lot of people come in and out of this program, but he's stayed as a concrete piece of this program. What does he mean to you? And what does it say to him staying here with you by your side?
What would you say if I put stuff like that about me on Twitter? You guys would think I was ancient. Jeff Allen is a really, really important part of the program. He's got a great personality. He's got the trust of the players. He has stayed here. I think he came here right after the first year we were here and has been a really important staple, you know, for a long, long time. I think medical staff is so important in this day and age because the players need to be able to trust those people. Jeff Allen does a fantastic job. Dr. Kane does a good job. Dr. Andrews does a good job when he comes around. So I think that's one of the real pluses for our program is the quality of medical staff that we have. And we have great facilities. So they've done a fantastic job. Jeff has done a great job. He's an asset to me, too, because he has a great feel for the players, where they're at, what we need to be doing. So that input is really valuable as well.
Have you seen Jace and Roydell continue to establish themselves as leaders in the running back room? And what is the next step in each of their developments?
Well, I actually think there's four guys in the running back room that has really done a good job. You know, Jace has been a really good leader. Roydell has always, you know, set a really good example. He's a good special teams player as well as a good runner. Loves to play on teams, loves to do whatever he can to help the team. Jace has really stepped up and set a good example. And, you know, the two young players, Justin and Jam, have done really, really well too. And, you know, of course, we have a new addition, the new freshman, but he's probably a little bit behind the other guys just from a learning curve standpoint. But I like all those guys. I think they all have great attitude. And I think that's one of the strongest positions from a depth standpoint on our team.
Well, just listening to some of the hard-hitting questions from the Alabama media to Coach Saban, but he did make a very strong point about the quarterback play, that he will let us know when it's time to put the cake or take the cake out of the oven. He's definitely hanging his hat on baking a cake in relation to the quarterback situation. We break here. Your phone calls straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.